Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable. Welcome back as we continue our discussion of our 11 shortlisted books for our 2021 NICE project.
The next one is Iola Leroy or Shadows Uplifted. And just a brief introduction, this is an 1892 novel by Frances E.W. Harper. It's one of the first novels published by an African-American woman. And it is written in sort of a sentimental, conventional style of late 19th century, but it does deal with serious social issues like education for women, passing, miscegenation, abolition, reconstruction, temperance, and social responsibility. So there is a lot in this book. So tell us some of your prose.
Well, I discovered Frances Harper as I was researching for work. Mm-hmm. And I was just so taken with this lady who, I mean, she published the first short story in America written by an African-American author. Like in her late teens or early 20s, she published a book of poetry. And we're talking like, you know, in the mid 1800s. You know, she was like a speaker for abolition. She did all kinds of cool stuff. So part of me was just so excited about her as a person. I'm like, we could talk about her bio.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because, uh-huh. You know, without someone like this, where would the Toni Morrisons of the world be? Toni Morrison being the author of Sula. So keep going. Keep talking. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure. And I think that some of what she's talking about with these themes, you know, like the idea of passing, like the idea of interracial marriage, as we call it now, I think that those are things that they're themes we've touched on before, but this will be a different angle for us. It will be an older angle. Mm-hmm. Admittedly, I have just started reading this book because what I studied more for my work was her poetry. Mm-hmm. I think that the idea of just the themes would be exciting. I have to admit that I don't know yet if it will be an accessible read actually on the page. Mm-hmm.
Well, and do you think that has to do with the way that it's written in kind of that Victorian sentimental style?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but we've done Jane Austen, we've done Bronte, we've done, I mean,
we have
no problem, how shall I say this gently, explaining to our audience what people are saying in these archaic, we're part of our job is to interpret, right, and to present in an easy to understand way. So I don't really find that the writing style to be something that is too much of a con. I mean against, not like I'm fooling you, you know, the pros and cons con. I feel like we can get around that pretty well. I feel like this book has a richness to it that is really incredible. For me, there are two things that I didn't really want to put them in the cons column, but they sort of are. And one is just that when I, you know, was thinking about this book and did a little research on it to refresh my memory, a lot of scholars believe it's based on an autobiography by Harriet Jacobs that's called Incidents in the Life of a Slave Girl, written by herself, that was published in 1861. And of course, you know, as I was reading about that book, I was like, maybe we should just do that book, you know? And in Jacob's book, she writes, there's a lot of stuff that really struck me as being of note for current events like the Black Lives Matter movement, white allies, because in the book, Jacobs literally addresses white Northern women who fail to comprehend the evils of slavery. She literally makes direct appeals to their humanity to expand their knowledge and influence their thoughts about slavery as an institution. And so that really spoke to me for, you know, kind of things that are going on in the world today, right? Which I think we could still find in Iola Leroy. I mean, I feel like that stuff would come up in conversation, right, in our discussions, our behind the scenes discussions, which kind of leads me to my second questioning point, not really a con, just a questioning, but, you know, here we are, two white women, you know, discussing, critiquing a Black author's book, right, racism, etc., you know, and all these topics that we are, by the very nature of our skin, in a position of privilege. You know, and so, you know, for public perception, I feel like we have to acknowledge that as we move forward, much like we did when we talked about Gone with the Wind last year. You know, we had some uncomfortable, problematic stuff that we had to, you know, talk about. And we were talking about it as two white women in America. I mean, hello, this is, you know, we have that with, we would have that same kind of a, I don't want to call it an issue, but that same kind of fact. Mm-hmm. As we discuss this book, Iola Leroy, and Even Sula by Toni Morrison. So what are your thoughts on that?
I do agree. It is absolutely something that we are going to have to upfront acknowledge. Mm-hmm. We'll have to upfront say, hey, there are parts of this that we don't have the background, and so we're going to have to do our best to research that. And I think that, you know, if we can get another voice, particularly the voice of a Black woman, on board with maybe discussing this with us, yeah, I think that may help. But I also see this as a chance to, not a lot of people know about this book. Mm-hmm. And I feel like what we do have, white or not, is a little bit of a platform. It may be a 5-inch platform, but it's, you know, a little bit of a platform to, you know, bring a Black female author to further attention and notice. And I feel like that's a good thing.
Yeah. Now, this was published in 1892. Refresh my memory, because you have such a better memory for dates than I do. I'm trying to remember when the years of the Brontes and Austin and all those kind of.
Austin is much closer to the beginning of the 1800s. Yeah. Brontes, like mid 1800s. So this is after that.
Within the same 100 years, right?
Yeah, thereabouts. Yeah.
And this is one of the first novels published by an African American woman in the United States. I feel like this is a really strong choice or potential choice, because we have looked at books, I would say, from a similar era. I mean, I know that a lot can happen within a 100-year period. I understand that. I'm not saying they're exactly equitable, but I feel like this would be a strong contender, because it does offer us a chance to look at a story of, you know, things that we haven't had that first person, not that the book is written in first person, but the author is of what she's writing about, you know, I mean, from the Black perspective of a woman in America at that time, just as Jane Austen was writing from her perspective, Bronte was writing from her perspective, Brontes were writing from their perspectives. You know, I feel like this is a very authentic piece that we could learn from and also share with our audience, what could be learned from it, what can be appreciated, what can be tied to current events and help understand current events and things like that. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I would agree. And to hearken back to an earlier suggestion you had, yeah, I'd be willing to also look at this incidence in the life of a slave girl by Harriet Jacobs.
Yeah, I would like to see if I can't find a copy of that. I was looking on it just before we got started today. I was actually going on a couple of rare and used bookseller sites to see if there was a copy that was affordable, you know, just to have, you know, maybe if we didn't pick it as the the one of the four, it could certainly be, if we picked this book or even Sula, it could certainly be a reference, you know, material to use in our discussion. I would think it would be amazing to do a workshop that included, if we picked Iola Leroy, this book that we're talking about, and did a workshop that included the Harriet Jacobs autobiography information. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I mean, I think that would just be fantastic. So this is a really strong contender for me.
Mm-hmm. I also think it would be interesting. The idea of appropriation, we usually think of being like, you know, from ethnicity to ethnicity, or, you know, one religion to another. Could we even ask the question, is Harper in a way appropriating the experience of enslaved persons? She herself was never a slave. And if she is basing this off the life of another book, that's a question I don't have the answer to right now. I just think it'd be interesting to explore.
Here's why I like that question. And this is going to sound almost argumentative, and I don't mean it that way, but I think mm-hmm. it's something we could really raise, because I had that question in my mind too. And then I thought to myself, wait a minute, I haven't asked that question about, you know, white authors who've written about their great-great-grandparents' experiences, or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It made me realize that we look at Black authors a little bit differently, we being white people, maybe. And mm-hmm. so it's possible that that is something, this is one of the reasons I'm very drawn to this book, because I feel like we personally can get a lot out of it, and we can share a lot about it in ways that maybe some of our other book choices in the past haven't given us that platform, or that area to explore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe platform's not the right word, but area to explore.
Sure.
So I love that question, because I think it speaks on so many different levels of just writing in general, you know, and how we look at stories and the background of the stories, which really last year was the first year we started really looking deeply into that sort of part of our choices.
Mm-hmm.
Our choices. So you're just making this one a stronger contender for me.
Very good.
Yeah. So let's move. Okay. We talked a little bit about the themes, but just for quick reference, we have, again, the themes of temperance, you know, the damaging effects of alcohol, that kind of thing. There's a lot going on in the book. Religion plays an important role in the life of Iola and Robert, our two main characters. Women in society, this is going to be something that you and I could talk forever about, you know, and very interesting to, you know, reflect on the white versus Black women in this book, and how their roles in society are displayed. That's not the right word, but you know what I mean. And then white superiority, that type of thing, positive view of Black history. And then the literary significance and criticism. Before we move on, I want to just say a little bit about that. Readers responded to it positively. Critics might not have, but readers did. And I think that is so important, you know, to talk about. It was reprinted in 1895, but after that, it was not republished until 1971. So we've got a lot of history to cover with this. I think that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that we can talk about. And then, of course, you know, almost everything you look up about this book, at some point in the article or reference notes or something, there will be a list of female Black authors after this book, you know, inspired by this book. Is that, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it'd be interesting to look at it as the first of the dynasty, or at least one of the first.
Dracula last year, when we talked about, you know, Bram Stoker's Dracula was really the first in popular public culture. And then now look what the vampire is, you know? So this book kind of, you know, to me is like the grandmother, if you will, of a lot of stuff that we could be looking at. So that's, again, I'm just getting really excited about it.
Join us next time as we continue our discussion of our 2021 NICE project.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.